Today we're going to keep this practical and focused, and the goal is simple: make your drum and bass production process feel more intentional inside Ableton. When you're building DNB, speed matters, but clarity matters even more. The genre moves fast. There's a lot of information in the drums, the bass, the movement, the edits, the energy shifts. So if your session is messy, your decisions get messy too. And when that happens, even good ideas can start to feel harder than they need to. So let's lock into a workflow that helps you write cleaner, hear problems earlier, and finish stronger. Start with your drums first, or at least make sure they become your main reference point very early. In drum and bass, the drums are not just supporting the track. They define the momentum. They tell the listener how aggressive, how tight, how rolling, or how stripped back the tune is going to feel. If the drums aren't convincing, the rest of the track has nothing solid to stand on. Inside Ableton, get your core drum loop working before you pile on too much musical content. That means your kick, snare, hats, percussion, and ghost details should already feel like they belong in the same world. You want the groove to make sense on its own. If you mute the bass and the synths, the drums should still sound exciting. Here's your first thing to listen for. Ask yourself whether the groove pulls you forward naturally, or whether it feels like separate samples playing at the same time. That difference is huge. Strong DNB drums feel unified. The transients speak clearly, the swing feels deliberate, and the energy keeps moving. Once the drums are landing, bring in the bass with purpose. Don't just drop in a cool sound and hope it works. Make sure the bass is answering the drums, not fighting them. In Ableton, this often means checking timing, envelope shape, sidechain behavior, and where the bass is actually sitting in the spectrum. A big mistake is making a bass that sounds amazing on its own, but eats the impact of the kick or clouds the snap of the snare. In DNB, low-end discipline is everything. The tune can be dark, heavy, nasty, smooth, futuristic, minimal, whatever you want. But if the low-end relationship is unclear, the whole track loses authority. So when you're shaping that bass, listen to how the attack behaves. Does it start too slowly and miss the groove? Is it too clicky and distracting? Is there too much sustain building up under the drums? Tightening the amplitude envelope can make a bass suddenly feel much more expensive and much more locked in. This works so well in DNB because the genre relies on precision under speed. Even when the tune feels chaotic on the surface, the foundation is usually incredibly controlled. That control is what lets the track hit hard without turning into a mess. Now let's talk about arrangement, because this is where a lot of producers either level up or get stuck in loops forever. A strong DNB arrangement usually comes from contrast. You don't need endless new sounds. You need effective changes in density, tension, and impact. In Ableton, that means building sections that clearly serve a role. Your intro should set expectation. Your build should increase tension. Your drop should feel like a payoff. Your breakdown should create space. And your second drop should either escalate or reframe the idea. If your loop sounds good but your arrangement feels flat, it's often because everything is already happening too early. Save something. Hold back a layer. Delay a texture. Remove a top loop before the drop, then bring it in later. Create moments where the listener misses something, then gets rewarded when it returns. Here's another thing to listen for. When the drop hits, does it actually feel bigger, or is it just louder? Bigger is not the same as louder. Bigger usually comes from contrast, from cleaner spacing, from the right element entering at the right time. If the pre-drop is too busy, the drop has nowhere to go. A really effective Ableton habit is to use group tracks and basic color coding, so you can see the structure fast. Drums in one group, basses in another, music elements in another, effects and transitions in another. It sounds simple, but it changes how quickly you can arrange, automate, and troubleshoot. Premium workflow is not about doing fancy things. It's about removing friction. And while you're arranging, start automating earlier than you think. Filter movement, reverb throws, delay sends, volume rides, subtle panning shifts, bass texture changes, drum fill transitions. These little moves keep repetition from feeling stale. In DNB, repetition is normal. That's part of the hypnosis. But static repetition feels unfinished. Controlled variation is what keeps the energy alive. If you've got a main bass phrase or lead motif, don't feel like you need to reinvent it every 8 bars. Instead, think in terms of mutation. Change the final note. Cut the tail. Add a fill. Automate distortion. Remove the sub for a beat. Pitch a reverb throw. Reverse a transition into the snare. Small details can create a lot of motion without breaking the identity of the track. That's especially important in drum and bass because listeners connect to strong repeated motifs, but they also expect progression. You want recognizability and surprise at the same time. Now let's get into mix awareness while producing, because this is where smart producers save themselves hours later. You do not need a final mix while writing, but you do need a believable rough mix. Keep your kick and snare visible and audible as anchor points. Make sure your sub is controlled, not just loud. Use EQ to make space early. If two sounds are fighting, solve it while the idea is still fresh. In Ableton, utility, EQ8, saturation, compression, and simple filtering can take you a long way before you ever start thinking about deeper mix chains. Often the best move is subtractive. Remove mod. Shorten a sound. Cut unnecessary stereo width in the low end. Reduce a resonant peak. Let the strongest element own its space. And always check your levels against the emotional roll of the sound, not just the meter. Some sounds are supposed to be felt more than heard. Some fills should pop out for one moment and then disappear. Some atmospheres should only become obvious when muted. That's how depth works. Another useful listening check. Close your eyes and ask what your attention goes to first. Is it the right thing? In a drop, maybe that's the snare crack and bass movement. In an intro, maybe it's atmosphere and tension. If your ear keeps getting pulled towards something unimportant, there's probably a balance issue or tonal issue worth fixing. Also, don't underestimate the power of committing. Freeze, flatten, print resamples, bounce audio, make decisions. Ableton is brilliant for experimentation, but too many live devices and endless tweakability can keep you in maybe mode. And maybe mode kills momentum. Once you've got a bass patch doing the job, print it and start manipulating the audio. That's often where more character shows up anyway. This is your reminder that progress comes from finishing decisions, not just collecting options. Keep going. You do not need perfect. You need effective. As your track develops, keep checking the relationship between energy and space. DNB hits hardest when intense moments are framed by controlled emptier moments. If everything is full, nothing feels full. If everything is aggressive, nothing feels aggressive. Use silence, drum dropouts, filtered moments, and stripped back transitions to reset the ear. And when you're adding effects, make them serve the track. Risers, impacts, sweeps, reverbs, delays, noise layers, vocal chops, resampled fills, all of that can be powerful. But they should support tension and movement, not distract from the core groove. A premium sounding tune usually feels intentional. Every layer earns its place. By the time you reach the later stage of the session, ask yourself three direct questions. Are the drums still leading the track? Is the bass supporting the groove instead of swallowing it? And does the arrangement create real payoff through contrast? If the answer to those is yes, you're in a strong position. So to bring it all together, build around drums that already carry momentum. Shape your bass so it locks with the groove. Use contrast to create stronger arrangements. Automate for movement and keep the rough mix clean enough that you can trust what you're hearing. Stay organized in Ableton. Commit when something works and make every section feel like it has a job. Now go put this into practice. Open one project, clean the session up, rebuild focus around the drums, and improve one drop using contrast instead of just adding more layers. That exercise alone will teach you a lot. Trust your ears, stay decisive, and keep the tune moving.